Wednesday, September 6th. President met with Rogers and Kissinger first thing this morning on the Israeli hostage question. He wants Rogers to take the matter to the UN in order to keep Rogers busy. They didn't get into a discussion of Kissinger's tour, but Rogers apparently is still maneuvering around in various ways to screw that up, which is, of course, driving Henry up the wall. The president is fortunately off the idea of going to the services, but is talking about going to church at the time of the funeral without any prior announcement. He had Ehrlichman and Coulson in. We discussed general campaign strategy, the need to keep McGovern answering, that positive stuff on our side won't do this, that we should pay no attention to his attacks except at a low level to keep the record clear. Their attack on us will eventually seep through because they have the media with them. Clausen's right and Scally's wrong on this. We'll now see a total media support effort. The question as to how to combat it is that we have to attack McGovern where he's vulnerable. We should hit these points all the time. More people on welfare. They'll pay more to welfare people than to workers. They'll raise taxes because of the increase in government spending. They'll cause inflation and ultimately a recession. Also the social issue, particularly amnesty and marijuana, because it grabs the Catholic Democrats. It must be hit, along with lifestyle, McGovern's type of people. On foreign policy, hit him as being totally naive and hitting his judgment. Keep them talking about Vietnam. Repeat the bug-out charge. Don't respond as we did last week. Go all out on the attack where he's weak, on welfare, taxes, social, tie the radical issue, radicalist to him, and foreign policy, the second strongest nation point. The main thing is attack and make him answer. Use flyers at McGovern meetings and demand that he answer this. Force him to respond to the attack. Run an ad in the Wall Street Journal where the Democrats for Nixon hit McGovern's duplicity in his Wall Street Journal ad. We had a long meeting with Connolly. He got into the IMF speech question, and Connolly makes the point that the president should do it, but should speak to the U.S. rather than to the IMF. Talk about fighting inflation, increasing productivity, insisting on equality in order to create new jobs and so on. He should keep goading McGovern because he'll get mean if we do. His only hope is overkill by us and sympathy on his side, which we've got to be careful of. We should hit the point that the nation is fed up with those who degrade it, tearing down, belittling, destroying. This would be a good speech for Agnew, or could be worked into the president's Alamo speech on the spirit of America. Connolly makes a good pitch on tax reform that we should hit, when McGovern talks about it, we shouldn't talk about a new program, we should hit the specifics of what we've done. We've taken 9.5 million people off of the tax rolls at the low income level. We've reduced personal income taxes, $19.5 billion. We've reduced the excise tax, which is paid by individuals, $3.5 billion. We've raised corporation taxes, $4.5 billion. We will reduce the property tax. There are two reform bills in 69 and 71 are the most sweeping tax reform in this century since the income tax started. We should hit McGovern's tax proposals as old proposals were submitted to Lyndon Johnson, and he thought they were so bad he wouldn't even send them to Congress. Connolly raises the point that Gene McCarthy wants an FCC or public broadcasting spot, and that he would give a public endorsement to the president. He hates McGovern. The president wants to set up a regular weekly meeting on Tuesday nights at Camp David with Connolly, Mitchell, McGregor, and me. Connolly then had his Democratic crew in. The president met all of them. They were quite an impressive group. And he covered a couple of odds and ends on news summary, strategy, and so forth, and left for the House fairly early, end of September 6th.